WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
We begin this morning with First Weather. Welcome back, meteorologist Dan Zara, to another great Monday.
That's right. We continue the beautiful, refreshing weather we enjoyed this weekend. Might be a little bit warmer today, but the low humidity really the key to success in this forecast. Sunny skies will continue today. Temperatures now in the 50s and 60s will top out in the mid to upper 80s today. A little warmer than yesterday, perhaps. Jersey Shore beaches in the 70s today. In addition, we are watching Tropical Storm Chris just off the North Carolina coast, hardly moving this morning. That storm will kick out to sea on Wednesday. No weather impacts here in New Jersey, but we will introduce rough surf and rip current concerns probably starting on Wednesday through the rest of the week. Tomorrow will be the warmest and most humid day of the week for us here. Partly sunny skies, highs around 90. Widely scattered showers and thunderstorms will be possible tomorrow night into early Wednesday. Right now in Wildwood, it's 59, Passaic 63, and Jackson 56.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:02. SEALed divers are preparing to enter the flooded Thailand caves where 8 young boys remained trapped by floodwaters this morning. 4 boys wearing full diving masks were guided to safety Sunday. The same SEAL team that made that difficult rescue is going to try again today. It's going to take hours to reach the boys, then hours more to guide them through dark and muddy water. Full rescue could take days yet. Hundreds gathered this weekend in Teaneck to grieve for a New Jersey family wiped out in a horrific car crash in Delaware. We are learning more about the father and his 4 daughters. The girl's mother was the only one to survive the wreck, and she remains hospitalized this morning. It's unclear if she's been told her family is gone. Patrick Lavery joins us live with the latest this morning. Patrick.
And Eric, from what we know, the mother, named Mary Rose, is in critical condition still. We have a link to a GoFundMe page for her medical and her family's funeral expenses this morning at NJ1015.com. Husband Audie Trinidad, 61 years old, was driving the family back from a vacation to Ocean City, Maryland. They were on Route 1 in Townsend, Delaware. A pickup truck apparently lost control, breached the median, and struck the Trinidad's SUV, killing Audie and all 4 of his and his wife's daughters, 20 years old, 17, and 13-year-old twins. No charges have been filed against the pickup truck driver, a Maryland resident, but an investigation continues. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thanks for the update. Dan Zero's commuter weather, it is comfortably cool this morning. Temperatures are in the 50s and 60s with low humidity. Another beautiful summer day today, sunny and dry, light winds, low humidity, highs in the upper 80s, 70s along the coast. We might see some widely scattered showers and thunderstorms moving through tomorrow. Tomorrow is probably going to be the warmest and most humid day of the week, and we're keeping an eye on Tropical Storm Chris. Dan will have more on a potential impact of that coming up in just a couple of minutes. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News. Thousands flocked to the shore again this weekend. Lifeguards were busy. We'll have an update on that in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
Jersey Radio.
I feel like it pertains to me more than a lot of other stations.
New Jersey 101.5. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:07. Dan Zaro's commuter weather. Low humidity, comfortably cool even this morning. Temperatures in the 50s and 60s. We'll go up around 80 away from the water today. Could have some rain showers widespread in the Garden State tomorrow. We'll have more on that part of the forecast with Dan here in just a couple of minutes. We're keeping an eye on a large fire that broke out at a shopping center on Route 9 in Toms River this morning. It looks like most of those flames have been knocked down. The fire sparked up overnight in a strip mall, possibly originating in a dry cleaners, but there are several businesses in that small plaza. As thousands flocked to the shore again this weekend, the waters were relatively calm, but a big rescue in Spring Lake as lifeguards needed extra help to bring a 350-pound swimmer who got into trouble back to shore. In Newark, police rescued a 2-year-old girl who fell into the family pool. She should be okay. President Trump says he can't go wrong with any of the 4 people at the top of his list for a Supreme Court vacancy.
I'm getting very close to making a final decision.
Not yet.
And I believe this person will do a great job.
The president is not naming the 4, but the search is believed to be focusing on federal appeals judges Brett Kavanaugh, Raymond Kethledge, Amy Coney Barrett, and Thomas Hardiman. Trump said Sunday as he was leaving his golf course in Bedminster, he has yet to reach a decision but will reveal his choice in a primetime announcement set for later tonight. If you thought state budget talks were contentious, just wait a couple of weeks. That's when a working group organized by the Senate issues final recommendations for government reforms. Its early draft included sweeping ideas like overhauling pensions, allowing local sales taxes, merging towns and school systems, and putting tolls on interstates.
Senate President Steve Sweeney says the recommendations are being reviewed, with a final report expected by the end of July. Then public meetings and hearings will follow around the state.
Any of the changes that we're talking about are going to be extremely difficult, but all the easy things are done. Hard work really comes in now.
Governor Phil Murphy refused to make the discussions part of the recent budget talks, despite Sweeney's efforts to get a commitment. The governor received a copy of the suggested recommendations in late June.
There are some things in there that I find attractive and others that I don't.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New appliances had just been delivered to a home in South Jersey a day before a devastating explosion destroyed the house and rocked an entire neighborhood in Newfield. Neighbors say Carol and John Palladino had their new appliances delivered Friday. The explosion happened Saturday morning. The Palladinos were in their 70s, just celebrating 50 years of marriage, but investigators have not said exactly what caused that blast. We told you earlier this month, top Democrats in the state say recreational marijuana could be approved by the end of summer. In the meantime, there is still a push to expand the state's medical marijuana program in a way that many say could be game-changing.
Any medical condition may be treated by medicinal marijuana under the proposed changes awaiting another hearing in the legislature. The bill also gets rid of the requirement that physicians register to be part of the program. Attorney Georgie Thaver-Vellil in Cherry Hill says just hundreds of New Jersey's 28,000 licensed physicians are currently registered.
The process is still onerous. It has been simplified.
The bill also doubles the maximum amount of weed permitted per month for a patient and lets a patient be served by any dispensary in the state. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
New Jersey has one of the strongest pet protection laws in America, but according to animal welfare advocates, it isn't doing what was intended to do, which is leaving consumers in the dark.
Kathleen Schatzman of St. Hubert's Animal Welfare Center says for reasons that are unclear, the USDA, which used to post information online about the violations given to breeders, is no longer making that information public.
So we are left with a gaping hole for finding violations.
She adds, to make sure you don't wind up getting a pet that has some horrible health condition,
we absolutely would encourage people to go to a local breeder and, of course, visit their local shelter.
David Mathau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:11. We have temperatures this morning that are starting out in the 50s and 60s. We are on our way into the mid to upper 80s today. Tomorrow could be the warmest and most humid day of the week, and that may also bring some rain. And we're also keeping an eye on Tropical Storm Chris and what impact, if any, it could have on the Garden State or the shore. Dan will have an extended look at the forecast, and then we'll recap our top stories next.
Your phone is always with you.
And so is New Jersey 101.5.
Listen to New Jersey 101.5 anytime, anywhere.
Download the app.
I actually use the app. I listen from across the country.
The New Jersey 101.5 app. Download it now.
It's free.
Supported by Robert Dukansky of RE/MAX First Advantage.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:14, as we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero, to start a new week. And it's almost cool when you step outside, Dan.
Yep, certainly comfortable. 50s and 60s across the Garden State. We deserved this weekend after 8 days in a row of heat and humidity that ended late last week. And we'll keep that beautiful summer weather going today. Sunny and dry, light winds, low humidity. Highs mid to upper 80s today. A couple degrees warmer than yesterday. Jersey Shore, place to be. 70s along the coast today. A few clouds tonight. Lows in the mid 60s. Then tomorrow, even warmer and slightly more humid. Highs around 90 with partly sunny skies. Our next storm system will be a cold front that swings through tomorrow night with widely scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. Not everybody gets wet, but there could be some localized downpours in there. Really depends on how things fire up and exactly where. Still a spot shower chance on Wednesday. Mostly cloudy, breezy. Still warm in the 80s, and pretty much 80s will do it through the rest of the week as well. We're still watching Tropical Storm Chris, currently spinning off the North Carolina coast about 450 miles south of New Jersey. It's meandering, moving south at 1 mile an hour with 60 mile an hour winds. Chris is expected to kick out to sea on Wednesday. That same cold front that sweeps through here sweeps Chris eastward. No weather impacts for the Garden State, but there could be some rough surf later this week. New Jersey weather made possible by the Hillsborough and Edison Garage Door Store. Tired of looking at your old garage door? Replace it with a new energy-efficient garage door from Hillsborough and Edison Garage Door Store. Make your house cooler and give it more curb appeal this summer. Visit edisondoor.com for summer specials. New Jersey First News Time is now 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, divers have begun phase two, resuming the dangerous rescue of young soccer players trapped in a cave in Thailand. Hundreds have gathered to mourn the death of a New Jersey family wiped out in a horrific car crash in Delaware. Many of those kids went to Teaneck High School. Grief counselors on hand this morning. In sports, Yankees over Toronto in 10. The Yanks will send four to the All-Star team. Chapman, Severino, Torres, Judge. Mets and Phillies have one All-Star rep each, and both teams lost on Sunday. Your Down the Shore forecast and New Jersey fast traffic next.
New Jersey First News Time is 5:19. I'm meteorologist Dan Zarrow with your Get to the Beach report for the Jersey Shore. Another winner of a beach day. A low risk for rip currents posted along the Jersey Shore today. Even though Tropical Storm Chris is about 450 miles to our south, it's far enough away that it's not kicking up any major waves. About 3 feet today on the ocean front. Temperatures mostly in the 70s, some spots seeing 60s in the water. UV index will be a 9. That's very high today. Again, rip current risk is low, but that'll climb by about the middle of the week. New Jersey First News Time, still 5:19.
All Jersey, all the time.
This radio station's the only thing that's keeping me in New Jersey.
New Jersey 101.5. You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news from your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:23 it is now on a Monday morning, and it looks like we're going to have just another beautiful day today. Temperatures are starting out in the 50s and 60s. We'll be up around 80 away from the water. We are keeping an eye on a tropical storm, and we're looking at the possibility of some widespread rain showers coming in for part of tomorrow. Dan will have more on that coming up here in just a couple of minutes. The American Civil Liberties Union says it appears the Trump administration will miss a court-ordered deadline to reunite many of the immigrant children with their parents. The group said it appears likely that less than half of the 102 children under five will be reunited by tomorrow. The Justice Department said the administration has worked tirelessly over the weekend to try and get it done. New Jersey is lacking compassion, at least in its prison system. That's in a new state-by-state report looking at programs in place for offering early release to prisoners with a terminal illness or a serious medical condition.
Compassionate release was granted at most two times annually between 2010 and 2017.
This is a population that is the most expensive to incarcerate and the least likely to reoffend. It makes no sense to keep them locked up.
Report author Mary Price with Families Against Mandatory Minimums says the tide may be turning in New Jersey. As of May 2018, the state considers more than just terminal conditions as eligible. Now prisoners can apply with a medical condition that leaves them unable to perform daily life tasks. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Former Miss America winners and state pageant officials remain split over the leadership and direction of the organization, which was rocked by scandal in 2017 that led to the resignations of its top official and board of trustees. Representatives from 22 state pageants have signed a petition calling for the resignations of the new Miss America board, including Chairwoman Gretchen Carlson and President and CEO Regina Hopper. The petition expresses a vote of no confidence, but in another letter, 30 former Miss Americas tell the press that they fully support Carlson and her choice for the board. There's a new report on the best and worst states to start a business. New Jersey ranks 33rd in average growth of small business, 44th in office space affordability.
Michelle Sikirka of the New Jersey Business and Industry Association says there was more bad news in the Wallet Hub report.
We were 48th in labor costs right there. That is a challenge when you want to grow a small business.
Some other numbers in the report. New Jersey came in 36th in industry variety among the 50 states.
As we say every day to our policymakers, we need to look at these signs and we need to take these signs, these red flags, seriously.
Sikirka also says the budget that just passed in Trenton is nothing like business friendly. Joe Cutter, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The sprawling criminal case against former members of a Penn State fraternity over the death of a New Jersey pledge last year is about to pick up steam. A judge has scheduled what will be the case's fourth multi-day preliminary hearing, and the first sentencing is also on the horizon. 25 members of the now-closed Beta Theta Pi are facing charges related to the hazing death of Tim Piazza. He was fatally injured in a series of falls during a night of drinking during a pledge bid acceptance ceremony. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 5:26. Dan updates forecast. Going to be a nice day today. And they are on to phase two of that dangerous rescue of those kids trapped in a cave in Thailand. We'll have the latest on that on a half hour in business news next.
New Jersey 101.5 is your news, traffic, and weather first responders. Count on us for up-to-the-minute information from our award-winning news team.
I'm Eric Scott, topping our report this hour.
Count on us to get you around with fast traffic.
Bob Williams, New Jersey Traffic North.
Jill Byron, New Jersey Traffic South.
Count on us to keep you and your family safe with instant weather.
I'm meteorologist Dan Zero.
New Jersey 101.5, your first responders for news, traffic, and weather.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 5:28. As we update business news, Asian shares higher after a weekend of relative quiet over the escalating trade standoff between the U.S. and China. Friday on Wall Street, the S&P was up, finishing the week higher. The Dow also gained. The NASDAQ was the big gainer, 1.3%. New Jersey's first news, engineered by Kathy Wagner, content coordinated by Dan Alexander and Patrick Lavery. Sergio Bichon and Lou Hochman are at the editor's desk. Our news director is Annette Petriccioni.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.